JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm petrified of nipple chafing. Once it starts, it is a vicious circle. You have sensitive nipples, they chafe. So they become more sensitive. So they chafe more. So I take precautions. At my old job, I had to wear two coffee cups under my shirt to keep the cloth away, held in place by my mom's bra.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, hi, Pat Benatar.
A lot of men have a joy seeing me naked.
Yeah, baby.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, here's a good one from the Today Show.
So were there any winners and losers in last night's debate? As you just saw, NBC's Tim Russert was the moderator of the event. Tim, good morning to you.
Can't hear.
Hey, it's not only local, regionally syndicated radio shows, it's also national television.
Let's see. Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Now we're back. And the judges say that last segment got a 7.
Hey, how about that? That's better than I expected.
Pretty good.
A 7.
Oh, that's such a good segment. I would like you to take your tuxedo pants off.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a funny Pat Benatar story if you want to hear it.
Sure.
My old boss, when he was a teenager, he worked in Ocean City at a hotel, and she was touring. It was probably back around the same time because she was not really known yet. But he knew her because he had her first record or whatever, and he was a big fan. So he approached her getting off the tour bus and said, I'm a big fan. And she said, oh, that's great. How'd you like to have dinner with me? And he's like, okay. And he gets all excited, of course. And she just pulls a Twinkie out of her pocket and hands it to him, splits him in half.
Yeah, well, I guess she had gotten past the point where she had to sleep with people to get a record played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Well, now I've got to ask him if I see him again why he never got laid, because you did. He should have, too. I mean,
you know, you're not the only person to sleep on this show to sleep with a famous Pat. Nixon. You?
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Really?
Yeah.
I can top that.
Really?
Van Patten.
Touche. God, you blew me out of the water there.
Van Patten. But you were gonna say, and in the bad way. In the way you like, Mike.
Really? Was Dick in the house?
So to speak.
Dick was totally in the house.
In the house.
In the house, dog.
Amazing. That's right, bro.
Dick was so in the house.
You didn't miss Dick or Pat. And that is that.
This is Dick, and this is Pat. If you want sex, leave a message. That is that.
That's fantastic.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you guys got to call Baltimore and tell them nobody cares about the O's. We'd rather listen to you guys.
Well, you know, we have a contractual arrangement up there. That's the way it is.
Thank goodness for us, the Orioles are in a pennant fight, and I think that there's only 6 more games left.
There are probably 4 more. Scratching and clawing.
I think that.
I used to work for them. I can't stand them anymore. So
the good news is that they were. You know, I only wish that they would preempt the Orioles in Baltimore for our show as soon as the Orioles became mathematically eliminated.
Yeah. That would be very
from the race.
Did you see that picture in the paper the other day? That very sad picture of this family that had tickets for the game. It looked like a mother, father, and a little kid, and they're out in section 2, you know, farther than ever. And you see this. They have the telephoto lens where the entire stadium is virtually empty. And I felt, I wanted to reach into that still photograph and say, hey, move up to the first baseline. What are you doing? You know, get up there right now.
Hey, I got to tell you something that, God, who was I talking to? The point is, it doesn't really matter. Someone that was at a baseball game in Denver,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Coors Field.
And great place to see a game.
It's pretty much what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was a game against a team that sucks, like San Diego or something. I don't know what baseball team is good or bad.
Great, I think, record-setting attendance for baseball this year. But teams that are out of the hunt, you know, with football season starting, the stadium's empty out.
This was my brother-in-law was telling me this over the vacation. They were out in Denver. And he said, let's go to a baseball game. So they went to the game, and they bought the cheap seats.
Right.
They were way up in the bleachers. And as it turns out, I think the stadium holds like 50,000. And the announced attendance was 12,000.
12,000, right.
And he said that after the fifth inning, now you want to talk about waiting a long time.
Right.
After the fifth inning, he didn't move like right along the first base or third base line.
Yeah, like a primary box seat.
He simply moved down to the next level of the stadium, uh-huh. and they moved his ass back up.
Did wow. they really?
And he said he went from an area where there was no one sitting in his section uh-huh. to another area where there was no one sitting in his section.
And they moved him?
And they moved him back.
Oh, wow. How much does that suck?
That's funny. Yeah.
Hey, kudos to the Nationals here in Washington, though, for playing ultimate spoiler. I mean, really, uh-huh. they've had a terrible season. Obviously, they're not they're not in the elite as far as the National League, but for the local team here in Washington D.C., I mean, they are spanking a lot of these teams in the National League. It's fun to watch.
But don't the Mets just suck?
The Mets suck, but the Mets are in the hunt, and the Nationals are screwing it all up for them.
Let me tell you, could go to anybody in D.C. and ask them about the baseball team.
Right.
It's like we don't have a baseball team.
It's very sad. It really is very sad. And do you think that the new stadium
is going to turn
is going to have anything any no. impact on that?
No, I really
very
don't.
Very weird.
I really don't.
The only thing that's going to have impact on it is if they happen to win.
As with any DC sporting institution,
right.
The new stadium will make everyone excited until it's easy to get a ticket, and then no one will care.
Exactly.
Like the first three games,
right?
And they'll all say, "Oh, well, I can get in, and I have this parking, and mm-hmm. I'm in this box."
Yeah, it's frustrating.
That's
it really
what it's
is.
About. Yeah.
It's a bad sports town. Yeah, but it's our town. It's D.C. That's why we like D.C.
Well, it's a transient sports town. I mean, you've got really the fact is everybody is from somewhere else. I mean, that's what D.C. is all about.
That's why we all love the district and we all spend so much time there.
All right, that was Rob off mic.
You purposely kept it closed that time, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Sometimes they give him move like just move away. Uh-huh. And then other times they just he'll see I'm not turning his microphone on, but he just talks anyway.
Yeah, and I've heard some of the rebroadcasts, and I also I'd like to share what that sounds like to our audience. That sounds like this.
When he stands
and
there
then
and
you
talks.
And I both laugh because we can hear him, but nobody out in Radio Land can hear him when he does that.
I can hear every word.
There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike Bose.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, you were talking about that Opel you were driving. Was that the first car that after your repossession?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Did you have the cool Manta Opel that looked like a mini Corvette, or was it the?
Oh no, I had the one that looked like a clown car. Looked like a Russian. Looked like a Russian clown car.
The little Opel GT.
No, not the cool one. I know the one you're talking about. There was an Opel GT that almost looked like a James Bond car.
Oh. Yeah.
No, the one that I had, you might as well have just put small penis on the side of it. Seriously, you know what they put on Damone's car?
Right.
In Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Little D.
Might as well put that on the side of that Opel.
The Opel Little D.
I just felt like less than a man in that car.
And what, didn't they have like a two-cylinder engine?
They had a zero-cylinder engine,
I mean, seriously, couldn't you put it like a Briggs & Stratton engine in there and go to work?
I think so. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, hold on, that's my fault.
Hello.
There we go, it's all reset. Hi. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Mike, your mom's a whore. She lives in Whoreville.
Well, no, she does not. She lives in Connecticut, and she's
hey,
a
wait.
Whore.
What? I wasn't paying. Is that what he said? My mom? Yeah, your mom. Yeah, yeah.
Your mom's a whore.
That's fighting words there.
Free
fighting
day.
Words.
Free
yeah.
day. Your mom's a whore.
No, get out of here. Your mom's a whore.
Your mom invented Whoreville.
Whore dumb.
She invented Whoreville back in the early whoring days, where it was a whore pioneer town. And she had to do all the cowboys because all the other whores hadn't arrived yet. So she was the one whore for the whole town.
Mike, wasn't it before that? Wasn't she a pilgrim whore?
She was a pilgrim whore. She came over in the whore Mayflower.
Wasn't she a quest for fire whore?
That's right. She came down on the whore Maria.
As a matter of fact, before there was even man.
Right.
Wasn't she some sort of algae that was on the on,
she
on
came
the
out
ground?
Of the she came out of the primordial whore ooze. Mm-hmm.
Did all the other amoebas.
That's right. Yes, that's right. And gave them all horrible diseases.
All right, here's
and
a
that's
bulletin.
What killed the dinosaurs.
That's right.
Here's a bulletin for you. Simon Cowell saves a life.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Really?
No, this is just such hype. He's on the show in Britain called The X Factor, which is like American mm-hmm. Idol. Mm-hmm. So some woman, they're doing the audition thing. And it's the same as American Idol. People love the bad auditions mm-hmm. more than they do the real ones.
Right.
So a woman is performing, and she's not doing well. And he says, it sounds like you have someone else in there. It sounds like you're choking on something. She finally had a doctor examine her throat, and it turns out she has a potentially fatal lung disease.
And if it hadn't been for Simon,
right,
she would have been undiagnosed and dead.
Dr. Simon Cowell.
Way to go, Simon.
And the other thing I wanted to mention to you, yesterday we were talking about Kiefer Sutherland. Uh-huh. And you or somebody said, how come these dicks don't use limos?
Yeah. Right. How come they don't have drivers?
Mm-hmm. Kiefer Sutherland has had a limo 24/7. Fox has got a limo for him. Mm-hmm. He chose to drive his own car.
So he has access to a limo. You know what? First of all, if you're going to go out and you're going to party, and then you use that. But right. But I can understand the idea. I think they're just like anybody else, aren't they? Where they don't want to show up at the Piggly Wiggly in a limousine.
He wasn't going to a Piggly Wiggly, though.
He was going to a party.
He was going to
there
party.
Is no. I'm trying. There is no out of this.
No, right. It's
you got a 24/7 limo driver. Utilize it.
It's just like the Mike Vick thing. You know, why would Mike Vick be so stupid to smoke weed when you know that you're going to be going to jail and you're coming up against a judge who's a hard ass? It's stupid. Why would Kiefer Sutherland choose not to take a limo that Fox has bought for him to say, if you're going to go and get crazy,
right?
Here's a limo. Just call, and it's there 24 hours a day.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
He already had it.
Doesn't
DUI.
Make any, many, you know, does not, there's no excuse for it. None whatsoever.
Right. And he was supposed to appear Saturday at some charity thing for the LAPD.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Who'd they replace him with? Ron Howard. Ron Howard.
Safe bet, Ron Howard's not going to come to the event wasted.
Ron Howard will only get a DUI on his bicycle.
Still. Even though he's like 60 years old now. Isn't he like, how old is Opie now? He is.
I think he's probably 10 years older than us.
Yeah, almost 60.
Almost 60?
Mm-hmm. I believe he's 60.
You believe he parties?
I think Ron Howard probably does party.
Uh-huh.
I think
meth.
He partied on the set of Cocoon. Crystal meth with Hume Cronin.
Do you think that he's a sex deviant?
No. You know, because he's in that whole, that Hollywood safe zone, you know, where they all believe they're supposed to walk the straight and narrow.
He's 53, by the way.
He's not that old.
You never think his wife straddles him and says, do me, Opie Taylor.
Does he have a hot wife? Does Ron Howard have a hot wife?
He's got a hot brother.
Clint, we're talking about the famous Clint Howard.
Yeah. Clint Howard.
He has a marginally hot daughter with a long red hair, and she was in, I think...
She's an actress. Was she in Arrested Development?
No, she wasn't in Arrested Development, but I think she was in an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, no. His daughter is Kathy Griffin.
That's who it is.
No, his daughter is Hillary Howard.
I told you, it's Howard Hillary.
I'm sorry about that.
And his son is Carrot Top.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. So you were talking about Pat Benatar, right?
Right.
So
right.
Great. You know, everyone just wants to know what hole.
Yes, referring to yesterday's show. Very clever audience today.
Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello from Pennsylvania.
Hi.
The guy called about the car that looks like a stingray that popped into my head. You know, they're making a live-action movie of the Speed Racer cartoon. They're making a live-action movie.
Yeah.
And they had a press junket in Berlin where they had, like, a meet the cast, and they unveiled the Mach 5, the car they're going to use. It's a live car, a real car. That's a sweet-looking car. They got pictures of it on IMDb.com.
Joe had his Speed Racer shirt on the other day, right?
Interesting choice, too, for the live-action actor to play Speed Racer.
Who is it?
Lewis Black.
He'll never fit in the suit, Mike. He'll never fit in the
Lewis
car.
Lewis Black. I've been seeing a lot of Lewis Black lately.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
It's Bryce Dallas Howard. Is his daughter.
Thank you.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Thank you very much.
And she was in The Village and stuff, but I wanted to talk about Superbad.
Sure. Great movie. Loved it.
Wasn't it hilarious? Why will no one admit to seeing that movie?
I don't know anybody who is not admitting to seeing it.
I've seen it.
You have not?
I thought I'd go the opposite way.
You would love
Instead of lying about seeing it, I don't give a damn, so I'd say, yeah.
But you would love it, Mike.
Really?
You would love it.
It's hilarious.
And hold on. And I'm not giving anything away because the movie's been out so long.
Yeah, it's been out
a long time. Don't you think... hey, what's your name there, honey?
Lisa.
Don't you think... Don't you like it when I personalize it like that?
I like it when you give the listeners... It's really like signing an autograph with a salutation.
Lisa, don't you think that Mike in particular would get quite a kick out of all of the pictures that Seth was drawing in class.
Absolutely. That's one of the funniest things about the movie. And to have it during the end credits, hilarious.
Yeah. Man, now, you have piqued my interest.
You know, I think that inside that little lunchbox, we might have been looking inside little Mikey O'Mara's lunchbox.
I think you might
really?
Be right.
Oh, now you got me going on it.
Wow. He will like the cops, too. The two cops are great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy from Knocked Up is outstanding.
All right, I'll check it out.
Mike, I'll give you a hint.
Is this one of the pictures?
Here's what he drew, though, in great detail. Except, like, 5 million of them.
Really?
He drew them everywhere.
Like a field of mushrooms.
But, I mean, very realistic.
Really?
And very detailed. How do I say this? Very veiny?
Yeah, there you go. Veiny. Veiny is the key.
Very purpley.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
I did that all through school.
I knew you did.
Fifth grade on. When I discovered it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Every yearbook you signed.
That's right.
Hi,
hey,
there.
Don and Mike.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, Damone, he drove a Gremlin, not an Opel.
I don't think that we ever said did.
No, he's saying that there was a similarity there. You're nitpicking, sir.
You could have written on my Opel the same thing that they wrote on Damone's car.
The Opel was driven by...
Hold on.
No.
Wait a minute.
I had an Opel, and I felt so badly about myself, I said someone could have...
He didn't say that his car and Damone's car were the same car.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad.
Yes.
There's a my bad. Oh, cementing your reputation as the dick of the day.
Learn if there was only some way that we could truly take your life away. If only.
Just take him up to... You've won an all-expense-paid trip to the New Jersey Meadowlands.
If only we could just say, okay, guess what? How you like not breathing for 60 seconds? And then just be able to have God hold that person's nose and mouth for 60 seconds.
Just 60 seconds, or, you know, we could do it. We put his head in the toilet.
I think that that's on the next generation of the iPhone. You will be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Kill somebody through the phone.
Just a slight electric charge.
Or kill them.
Tase them through the phone.
Hey, don't tase me, bro.
I've got a great head in the toilet scene.
Yeah.
Maybe the best ever would be in The Big Lebowski.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
isn't that the best head?
That is a classic head.
There
in
are
the
a lot of
scene.
Head in the toilet scenes, but that's a really good. And speaking of dude, do I look like a millionaire?
And I also think the best Scatter the Ashes scene in a movie.
Yeah.
Is in The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
The reason that
thrown into the wind.
The toilet scene is so great is the water dripping off his beard and hair.
Yep.
Because there's so much hair on his head to catch water.
Have either one of you ever watched The Big Lebowski and then had an unbelievable craving for White Russians?
Yes.
I've done it before.
I've actually been on the phone with my son while he and his college buddies have had Big Lebowski parties.
And White Russian is just about one of the greatest drinks in the world.
They all wear robes, boxer shorts, T-shirts, and drink White Russians.
Big Lebowski party. That's a great idea.
Yeah. White Russians are better than Black Russians.
And I think at one point... Thank you.
What makes a Nazi?
Yeah.
How does he get that way?
Well, he happened to be open then.
Name a Black Russian. Name a Black Russian. Seriously.
Richard Pryorvich.
Oh, boy. Denzel Gorbachev.
Are there any Black Russians?
No famous ones.
Will Smirnoff.
Are there any Black Russians at all?
Well, sure there are.
I would imagine, of course, there would have to be.
Yes,
I've never seen them.
Well, they exist.
Boris Jackson.
Why do you look at me like that? Like I'm saying something that's retarded.
I'm looking at you because I... cannot say for sure.
Yeah. Okay, think of.
I would say there would have to be.
Think of every scene you've ever seen.
There would have to be an African Russian population. There would have to be.
Think about tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
Right.
Think about the square in Moscow. Think about when they open up a McDonald's. Think about when anything happens. You see it on the news. Do you ever see a brother or a sister?
I never have.
And would it be funny? You know that would be funny. To see a brother talk in Russian,
yes,
that would be funnier than a black guy talking with a British accent.
Well, there are lots of black guys that talk with British accents, and the thing is, I would think that they're just on population alone. I fear we are sounding like idiots, but I'm not ready to say. You know, you don't see a lot of spokespeople for the, you know, for the government, or you don't see a lot of people on television.
I bet they don't celebrate Kwanzaa in Russia.
You're probably right.
If this is true, I must get a plane.
Oh, stop it.
I bet they don't even sell show Soul Train.
Yeah, the Russian version of Soul Train.
I bet they don't have BET in Russia.
We would have. I know that we have Russians that listen to this show. I know we have Russians that come over to this country and listen to this show. I'd like to be enlightened. I'd love to know what the deal is.
Here's another one for you.
Uh-huh.
I have never met a black Italian guy.
Like a real Italian from Italy?
Right. Mm.
I bet there are. There are plenty of African Americans.
I've never met
one. I say African Americans. There are plenty of black people that live in Italy.
Maybe there are. I've never seen one. Right. I've never seen a black guy talking with an Italian accent. I'll give you that because I know that. I've met black French guys, black London guys.
Right.
London guys.
The English, or London guys, as we like to call them.
There's a black Italian actor. I don't know his name, but we'd all know his face as soon as we saw him.
I know
him.
Leroy Pacino.
that's the one.
That's his name.
Well, you know, maybe somebody will clue us in.
Maybe they will. We got to do this. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.